Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. Hi everyone, obviously you know who I am, Anna Rova. If you're listening to this on the podcast or watching this, welcome everyone. Today I have actually the first time discussion interview, I don't even know how to call it, with Stephanie, who is a coach on our team, our Claim team. So Stephanie, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming. As I've been telling you before, this is something completely new that I'm doing on the podcast and we're doing in our kind of, you know, content, I guess. And this is really stuff behind the scenes of what happens in the Claimed coaching program. So currently, and well, for everybody, obviously, you know that I am, you know, the founder of Claimed and I put this all together and was coaching women, blah, blah. But as we grew, I needed more help. And currently, obviously, I'm pregnant, getting ready in a few months to go on maternity leave. And so our team has expanded. And so Steph has joined our team as a coach. We're missing one part of our coaching team, Steph, which is Camilla. But Camilla is not as heavily involved as, I guess, the both of us. So, you know, you're really the person who's holding the ship together in a way. You know, our amazing Facebook group and client success and really helping clients together with me. But as I move on to maternity leave, you're really going to be stepping into this role of essentially, I guess, client success director. I don't even know what's the role there.
Yeah, sounds great. sounds good.
Yeah, and Steph, you have been a client. And I think that that's the most exciting part about this because when you're doing coaching in general, you know, you tend to, and as you grow, you tend to hire a lot of the coaches. Actually, Camilla, who's the second coach in our team, her trajectory was that. Her trajectory was, I have actually finished my feminine embodiment coaching certification together with her in one cohort. So my first kind of, I needed more help to do calls, to do coaching calls with women. And so I reached out and Camilla reached out back to me. But Camilla, I mean, obviously she knows the work really, really well, but she hasn't been a client of the program. And then when I was really looking for someone to help me with the, you know, the group moderation and the group coaching calls and all of that, we had a discussion with you and it sounded like a great fit. And you had obviously your own success story and you know the work inside out. You've had amazing success and you're also now training and soon to be finishing up your own coaching certification. So it all kind of happened organically. And I love that in our team, in our very small team, we actually have two clients who've gone through the process, experienced the results, and then joined our team to work with us. This is the best team that you can create, really, you know? So yeah, so maybe tell us, Steph, a little bit about yourself and what your journey. And I know I've interviewed you like twice already on this podcast. I've interviewed you separately one-on-one many months ago. And then you also came on to do a round table with Emilia and Melanie to just share your experience of someone who has actually gotten into the program when you were struggling in the polarity in the relationship and everything. So yeah, just tell us a little bit about your journey with the program. And I guess through the last, because I think it's been a year now, almost a year since we started working together as coach client. And then a few months now as coach, I suppose you've graduated to the other side. Yeah. So let's begin with your journey in the program and Claimed and all that.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That's exactly it. I came to the Claimed program as a client, signed up right away. Because, you know, as you mentioned, there was an issue or a breakdown with polarity in my long-term relationship. And I had read all of your, you know, sort of articles on Medium and had listened to podcasts and went through the free webinar, the training, and a discovery call. And I just said, yes, I need to do this. Jumped right in, loved it. Had just the most life-changing, amazing sort of shifts. I just embraced all the work. It was a lot of work. And I can tell you, I was a lot of work, I'm sure.
No, you weren't. Come on.
On the phone calls. And so, and you guided me through the process, through the program, through the modules. And I just saw these amazing shifts and success in its way in my relationship and things like that. But by the end of the program, you know, the realization was that the success was bigger than that. And, you know, it was a, it had kind of shifted the way I thought about every other part of my life as well. And so, you know, as I started to feel the shifts, mainly sort of in my work and, you know, in my career and sort of, you know, sort of what I was feeling there, some misalignment there. The part of the program that I loved so much, the total game changer, was the embodiment practice. And so I, you know, just embraced it. I totally loved it. It totally changed everything. And so I, you know, as I hit the end of the claimed program, I said, you know, you'd mentioned that you'd gotten your certification, the FECC, which is the Feminine Embodiment Coaching Certification from Jenna Ward's School of Embodied Arts. And I looked into it and I said, I want to do this. I want to explore feminine embodiment further. But I actually didn't have a plan for what I would do with that certification. So I entered, you know, signed up, enrolled in the FECC program with School of Embodied Arts, but without a clear idea quite what I was going to do with it. But I was initially just to explore it for myself. So that was, you know.
And you didn't tell me anything about it?
Well,
that's okay. I wasn't quite sure.
I think that was sort of it, is I was so excited, but I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do with it, what it was going to result in. And so, I got really kind of had to, honestly, I had to flow with it. I had to flow with do the feminine flow on the decision a little bit, and decided it was right for me at that time.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So before we dive into kind of the second part, real quick, Steph, I think everybody listening and watching wants to hear Steph before claimed program and Steph after claimed program. Where were you before you joined in terms of your dynamic and how you felt as a woman, all that? And where were you after in terms of your dynamic with your man? And maybe even tell us a little bit more about, you know, where were you now? Because it's really interesting, Steph, since we started working together, I hear less and less about your personal life, you know, shifted in the background, because now we're working together professionally. But I'm curious myself, as in, you know, and of course, we talk about it here and there, but because you're not a client anymore, I don't see that side of the story. So yeah, tell us the before and after and where you are now.
Absolutely. Before the program, as a woman in general, I was definitely in my masculine energy and working a lot at some points in the year, working sort of up to 70, 80 hours a week. And the polarity in my long-term relationship had kind of broken down. There had been some early on, and I didn't have the words for what was happening or what have you. We knew something was wrong. And yeah, basically the way we related to each other was, you know, really poor communication, really emotionally tumultuous. So basically went through, you know, a breakup for the most part, although we kind of kept in contact with one another and talked regularly, and we were in the same town and things like that. But yeah, and so went seeking, sort of, you know, realized that this was, you know, a pattern and that I needed help. And so went and enrolled in the CLAIM program. And so, that, you know, basically, even before the end of the 10 weeks, obviously, I was seeing shifts and working with polarity and, you know, doing this embodiment, you know, basically restored. It gave me an understanding and it gave me language for polarity. I stepped into my feminine, and I'm really conscious of that now. I'm really conscious of preserving that and cultivating that. And as a result, the polarity of the relationship shifted, and we made the decision to basically get back together. And, you know, a few bumps in the road, nothing is, you know, sort of as straightforward as all of that, but really, back together. I'm really happy, and that polarity is really restored. And all of those, you know, sort of issues that we kind of had before, they have air and they have communication now. And now that I know the mechanics behind sort of what happens when, you know, polarity falls apart or when, you know, someone's struggling with something, I have the conscious ability to go and sort of fix that. And when I say fix that, I mean attend to whatever it is in myself that's affecting that there. So the change has been, you know, a million years apart. And, you know, I go through my day largely much more happy, much more sort of relaxed, much more calm, and with a, you know, a security and a knowing, you know, and a real sort of inner compass that, you know, I didn't really have before. You know, life and things like that, it tosses us around, you know, breakups and relationships or, you know, sort of work or, you know, all of these or things that come up in life, you know, they can toss us around. And emotionally, if, you know, if our emotions are up and down, you know, that makes for a really stressful, you know, sort of low level stress all the time. And I don't have that anymore. So, you know, I've just reached this level where, you know, things that come along in life, those things in life still come along, of course, but I feel like I can flow with them and I don't have that stress and that anxiety of not knowing.
Yeah. Wow, Steph, sounds amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah, it's been, you know, every woman who joins the program, and obviously I've watched you from this side, but now you're watching so many women go through this experience for you know, joining me on this side. I'm curious, Steph, have you ever discussed with your partner the program and the work that you have been doing? Like, have you been asking you or...
Yes, in very vague terms, in terms of, yeah, he knows what I do and he knows that I'm going through the program, the coaching certification, and he's more open and interested, I think. I think if I had tried to get in really deep with it, sort of initially or kind of when I was first discovering these things or even when I first began the coaching certification, you know, I think the language, if you just, you know, come with it, you know, to someone with it out of nowhere, I, you know, sometimes there's a lot of social baggage around that, or there's, you know, there's a gap in understanding. And now actually, funnily enough, what happens is because I'm kind of in this feminine and because I kind of lean back, he actually asks a bit more. So interestingly enough, so I will answer and give him details now as he asks, you know, sort of rather than just kind of trying to throw all these terms out or throw all these concepts out. You know, he is interested now. And of course I explain it to the extent that he can probably grasp, but yeah, so that's been a really interesting, you know, dynamic. So yeah.
Because we're definitely on discovery calls. And then even as women join the program, those who aren't, cause you know, we work with single women who want to change their dynamics and the patterns of the men they're attracting, men who are in their feminine or emotionally unavailable. But we also work with women in relationships, and you are one of those women who, you know, where the polarity is reversed. And so I would say most of the times when they do this work, the polarity shifts in reverse. But of course, there's some few cases where, you know, the woman has the clarity that, you know what, this man doesn't have that capacity and I have the clarity to move forward and choose something different. And when women ask, oh, should I tell my partner, you know, and we always say, well, totally up to you, but you don't have to, you know, it's not necessary. Like, you don't need to. And this is one of the first lessons, I guess, in that it's like your partner doesn't need to know everything and he's not your emotional tampon and, you know, all of those things that we talk about in the program. Yeah. And so I'm curious, Steph, what really kind of, what made you join our team and actually step into the coaching role? What was your motivation there?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting. As I mentioned before, I enrolled, you know, I was so excited about embodiment. Like, it's become an obsession. It's amazing. And enrolled in the Feminine Embodiment Coaching Certification. Again, as I said, without a lot of a big idea of what I was going, you know, I did not have a clear idea about what that would result in for me. And, you know, basically then as, you know, sort of the needs or, you know, what I was learning matched up with the needs that Claimed has, as you mentioned, you know, you're going on maternity leave, but as well, you know, the staff means that we've got lots of beautiful women joining who need that coaching support as they enter into the program and make their way through the program. And so I think it is one of those almost sort of the universe said, you know, here's opportunity meeting up beautifully together. And yeah, this program has changed my life. So I was like, yeah, of course I'm going to be involved. Of course I'm going to join the team and really give to the women coming in what I've received, you know, this life-changing support. Mm. So yeah, it was almost a foregone conclusion. I think it was kind of meant to be.
Yeah, it's really interesting that when I actually did my certification, the same certification you're doing now, I also didn't know what I was going to do with it. You know, I didn't want to be a coach necessarily, so I kind of jumped into it. And I think this journey, this feminine embodiment coaching certification is like this for a lot of women who join, you know, because like it's a feeling thing. Like you just know that this is the right path for you and it feels right. And so you just do it, you trust it. And then at the end, I mean, I started enrolling one-on-one clients by the end of it, you know. So, yeah, and obviously we started working together before you even finished your coaching certification, obviously. Mm. But the most important thing for me was that, you know, there was a few criteria that, you know, you've seen the success in your own life. And I saw, like, I remember, Steph, you went on a 30-day, 45-minute feminine flow practice challenge, like, I haven't done that. Like, this woman is amazing. And like, she knows something, you know, and I should really watch her because, you know, you really took this work and took it on. And I remember like all of your posts were just so rich. And, you know, I know that you were mentioning that you were seeing like a chiropractor or somebody going to massage and, you know, these practitioners started commenting that a lot of the, you know, tension in your body has been released and, you know, all of that stuff. And so not only it was transformational, kind of more of an internal emotional level, but also on a physical level. And I know you're still doing your practice just like I am. Mm. And so, yeah, it's just been so beautiful to watch you. And then for you to step, well, I mean, you know, you were doing so for everybody listening. I mean, you know, it's not a secret, obviously. We do have a whole curriculum and a program with modules and worksheets and the whole material. We do have group coaching calls every week and we do have a community. And with you, Steph, it was kind of really organic because you're very present in the group. Like you can see your energy is there and you were already organically answering a lot of questions that women are posting there. So you were kind of, you know, the biggest cheerleader and the support there even before we started working together. So it was kind of like very organic. So I'm curious, Steph, like, what are you, and obviously we've been working for a few months now, so you're, and in the beginning it was kind of, what is the role Steph can play in this team? So worked a little bit on the content, we worked a little bit on the coaching, but then together we realized that the best place for you to actually is to support the community and to do the group coaching calls and really step into this role that, you know, I have been doing for, you know, more than a year so that I can go on maternity leave. And I know now it's been quite amazing, like just to give you feedback. And I know I've been telling you this, but the way you answer questions and the way you're on group coaching calls, I'm like, I had to learn this, you know, I had to, because I went through my journey with this whole program was very, obviously there were a lot of stages and I was figuring it out. I was very much obsessed with client results, but you kind of came in and whether it's a personality thing, I think, you know, because I'm an entrepreneur and I have to wear so many different hats. I don't know whether it's that, you know, because I have to deal with like clients and group coaching and discovery calls and team and marketing and everything, you know. I guess it takes a certain personality type. And I know when I asked you, you said you're very much about being that support person and playing that role. And that's what you want to do. That's what lights you up. You want to see that contribution and change. And you said you want to bring the change to the women that you've experienced, to all the women out there who are joining the program. But you've been doing really well. Like, I was really impressed in terms of you didn't need actually a lot of training in that sense. And it's kind of all came natural. Obviously, I'm giving you all this feedback and you're still kind of in that period. But I guess my question here for you, Steph, is now that you're kind of on the other side, what has been your personal kind of, I guess, not transformation, but how is it to be on the other side, you know, because it's a completely different experience. So, yeah, how is it for you to be actually the coach and the support person and guiding women through this experience and obviously answering their questions and all of that? Like, are you viewing the work differently? Are you creating a lot more intimacy with it? Or like how the relationship between you and the work, I guess, has shifted?
Yes, it's amazing that you mentioned some of those, because as you kind of told this, you know, sort of went through that a little bit, I come up with some things that the other, like phrases that the other women have said that kind of pop into my mind. And one of the women talked about kind of when she went to kind of enroll in the universe and she was enroll in the claims program and she felt that pull as you were talking about. And then the universe kind of aligns a little bit, which is so like, that is not something I ever would have said before. It sounds ridiculous, but things kind of align. And actually I feel like I've gone through as basically stepping onto the team and into the role. I feel like that has happened similarly. So in terms of the material, it's just amazing. Like the curriculum, the stuff inside, you know, in the program, the concepts and the tools and the activities are just, you know, I mean, that's solid. Like this, it's absolutely, it's perfect almost, you know, in terms of the, I mean, obviously there are always, you know, sort of things that you can look at, but in terms of the foundation is just awesome. And that's so great to walk into a role where what you're giving to people or serving up to people is just so rock solid. It's so inarguably successful. You know, you can absolutely just say, I know if you do the work that you will have success. And it's, you know, and obviously that's been proven and it's so great to bring that to people.
Let me just interrupt you here. How do you know that? Like, how do you, Stephanie, know that?
Well, first of all, because when you go through the program, you just feel it. You just go, oh my gosh, that shift in you, and you go, that shift that happens, that kind of opening up of your mind about a particular subject, you go, wow, this is permanent. This is totally permanent. This is a permanent shift or a permanent change, you know, in my outlook because of the embodiment. That embodiment sort of anchors it down. And so then the second thing I would say is I saw this amazing success myself, just amazing. Like this polarity kind of got restored almost kind of by magic. Like I said, there were some bumps in the road, but every time that there was kind of a bump in the road or where I felt like I was backsliding, I knew exactly what to do. I knew exactly what was going on. I was like, oh, I know I've messed up here. I need to go back to what I know to be true. And like magic, again, kind of comes back to where it should be. Things come back to where they should be. And you have a sort of a really big sort of bird's eye view. You know, your perspective is so much bigger and everything is kind of in its place. You know, you're not so much caught in the thick of it. You know, you're not, you know, missing the forest for the trees. And then I think the last sort of, and the third sort of aspect of that is I go, great, that's awesome. I can feel it. I've now seen it for myself. And then the third thing is that there are women in the program who've had amazing success. So their success has been commensurate with mine, in terms of like, I was like, wow, this, and you know, they go on and on about it. They get as obsessed as I am. You know, it's so funny to watch that happen. You can almost see light bulbs turning on. You can see when a woman posts, I go, yep, this has changed for her exactly how it changed for me. So, you know, those are the three aspects of how I know. So, you know, obviously I can speak from my own experience, but then I can now look, I'm very intimate now with the other women going through the program and they are having the same success. So it's great.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's been the same, you know, like that's because when you said, you know, it's rock solid and it's inarguably successful. And if you just do the work, and that's why, you know, I'm on discovery calls with women. And in the beginning, when you start something new, I mean, Steph, I had no idea what I was creating. I think you've joined. So Barbara, who's now on Discovery Calls, she was the first of the five who've joined, and I remember every single woman by name. I still, like, to this day, I know women by names, but the group is so big now I can't hold it in my brain, you know. But, you know, and so when I enrolled those first five women, I actually was releasing every module every 2 weeks. So I was like, I recorded module one and then 2 weeks, and then I'm sitting there recording module two, and then I'm releasing it, and then module three, module. So it was kind of like, all right, there was a start date. I think it was March 9th, actually. Yeah. And then during the next 10 weeks, I just released the program. And, you know, when I interview, I've interviewed you, and I see these women go through this. I'm like, sometimes I'm like, how did I do this? You know, and I see you talk about this magic and the concepts and the tools and it's solid, perfect, the foundation, rock solid, inarguably successful. I'm like, who created this program, you know? So it's really interesting to hear that. And in the beginning, obviously, when you do something new, you don't know. I mean, I was, to be honest with you, I launched another mini program based on these concepts, but obviously not as extensive. And those women, you know, were just blown away kind of by it. And then when I saw the first cohort go through this, I work with women one-on-one. So how I created the program is actually, now that, you know, looking back, it wasn't like I woke up one day and was like, all right, I'm just going to put this together, you know. It's a lot of work, a lot of years of research. As you say, it kind of follows what you said. I felt it, and I went through my own journey of like 3-4 years of discovering all of this that I've now put together into this container and a blueprint. Obviously, research and interviews and podcasts. My obsession with finding the answer and actually how can I help a woman shift and transform in the shortest amount of time so she can have the results. And I work with clients one-on-one before I created this program because, you know, I got all booked out and I wanted to help the most amount of women as possible. So, and then, you know, when I launched, and then I think, I can't remember what it was. I think when we got to 50 women or so, or, you know, because now we're like over 200 and growing every day, I really saw what you're seeing now. And I'm like, I got such a solid confidence and confirmation through your story. And I'm just seeing women go through this and experience all this. I'm like, yep, this is working. I don't, you know, there's no question about it. When I look at a woman in her eyes on a discovery call, I have 150% confidence that if she does the work, then she's going to experience the results, you know? And you can't question that anymore because it's been now not only in my body first and thus in your body first, Steph, but we're also seeing this happen every day. If you do the work and you show up and you use the tools and you're present and you're asking questions and you take advantage of all the tools that we have, and we have some incredible, well, besides the program itself, you know, we support women in such a way where it's like twice a week group coaching calls, you know, the Facebook group. I mean, Steph, you're there every day commenting on every single post. And the women who show up, they experience results. Like, that's just an undeniable truth. Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode. But I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together. And it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now
coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men, and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you are attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode.
I guess by watching women go through this now in this role, you're seeing the solidity of the concepts, right? Mm. Anything else you want to mention in terms of what maybe has shifted for you or maybe changed or what you've noticed in terms of the work and how you interact with it and yourself maybe?
Yeah, well, interestingly enough, you know, sort of there's not a lot of common threads in the jobs or things that I used to do before, but I do feel like I'm kind of I'm a born teacher. I mean, there's always been kind of a teaching and a support kind of thread. And in my roles, in my kind of teaching roles or in previous roles where that was an aspect, you know, my goal or a personal value that I always held was trust. And in previous jobs, that wasn't always respected. You know, of those jobs asked me to, you know, sort of push aside the trust that I was building with the people I was working with. And that didn't feel good. And I never was able to put my finger on it. And so I think the most amazing part about stepping into this role, this particular role, with this team, working with this kind of, you know, with this material and these concepts, is that I can bring my whole self and my values and that trust can be the centerpiece, you know, and that is the pathway, you know, when those things are all present, that's the pathway for these women, all of these clients, anyone that comes in, to their success. You know, that's the first stepping stone.
And then, so when you say trust, like, what do you mean by that?
You know, I've always been a proponent of meeting someone where they are, respecting their journey and their life and their viewpoint from where, you know, whatever they've, you know, come wherever they've come from. And that's the most wonderful thing about the variety of women that enroll in this program. We have a huge range of women from all parts of the world, from all sort of backgrounds and who work or do various things. And that it's so wonderful to be able to honor that rich experience that they bring. These women are so intelligent. Everyone that enrolls are so intelligent and beautiful and thoughtful and insightful. You know, so they already bring that, you know, they already have that beautiful, you know, essence inside of them. And it's a privilege to be the one that helps them open the door to that shining out in the world for them.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you. You know, I'm really proud of the community we have created. And I say we because, you know, you, Steph, definitely has been a big part of that, as well as all the other women. And when you say, yeah, I mean, all the women that join, it's like, oh, my God, you're amazing. You know, like, and it's so interesting. And I know for sure that not every single program director or coach or whatever can say that about their clients, you know. So it's a really interesting dynamic. And I think the community, that's why the community is so, and I can't really pinpoint what is that. I mean, I have like why that happens. I think I have a sense, like, you know, at some point, very, very long time ago, that I never, like, you know, I, because my coaching journey also has been very kind of up and down and whatever. I never wanted to be a coach. You know, in fact, I've seen the other side of the coaching industry that wasn't very pretty. You know, there's a lot of icky stuff out there and the marketing of it. And I'm like, oh my God, everybody's a life coach today, you know? So with that, and it's at one point, you know, when I really dived into, because in the beginning, it was for me, it was all about rediscovering female success. It wasn't about relationships. I saw this problem that women are so strong and, you know, they push, 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 go, 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 but it doesn't feel good to them. So that's where I was for maybe about a year and a half when I started the podcast. I was actually interviewing all kinds of women, like business women, about their journey, whatever. And then at some point I shifted into relationships and into dating. And I never wanted to be a dating and relationship coach. I still don't consider myself that for some reason, you know. Mm. I just, like, I've seen too much. Like, oh, you know, like that dating and relationship stuff. I'm like, ugh. When I still see that on Instagram, I'm like, oh God, like don't, you know, it just feels so weird to me. And so what am I saying? I'm saying that, oh yeah. So at one point I'm like, I don't want to deal with all these women's problems in dating, really. Like I thought that women who are going to come are going to be like these crazy women, you know, who are like having all these problems with men. And I'm like, oh my God, leave me alone. You know, so that was the beginning kind of when I had these fears and everything. That was actually before my coaching certification with Jenna. And when I look back now, so that was totally a lie, you know. There's many different elements that I think go into that, into the level of the community. First of all, the investment, right? Mm. When you pay $200 or $500 for a program, and I'm not saying that a $200 program will have these crazy women, definitely not saying that, but, you know, when you're investing in yourself at a high level, that requires, first of all, a certain type of a woman who makes that decision, and you are that type of a woman. I had to get there, actually, you know, with my money story and everything. But, yeah, and just that level of commitment, because when you put, you know, $4,500 or $5,000 for a program, it's a very, very different experience. It's a different type of a person. So just the level of investment. And a lot of women, actually, for them, it's the first time ever in their life that they have. And I know you've seen those posts, Stephanie. It's like freaking out. Oh, my God, it's a lot of money. What is this going to do for me? And as they stay in the program, as we guide them through it, like all of that fades away because they really experience the results. And then they say, I can't believe I even questioned, you know, the investment for it. So that's number one. But I think number two is really, you know, the dedication to the work and really leading with, like I call it, with the heart, I guess, and with what is the number one. So I've learned a lot of lessons on my journey. And this is a beneficial conversation we're having here, Steph, just between the two of us, I guess, as the coaches on the team. But for me, you know, I've learned from, I'm so grateful to have the mentors that I've had in feminine embodiment, obviously. And it's, I can't stress this enough now that I've done this for, you know, for quite some time. There's a lot of people out there that teach but actually are not in integrity and cannot transfer you the values and the codes. And I think that, and I think intuitively you've joined this team because you felt that level of depth and I guess trust, because what I've learned for me is the number one thing is focus on client results. So that's the number one, the motivational factor in business, really. And that's why I'm not here for the money. I'm here to, I mean, obviously we're growing a business and that's all amazing and it's all happening and we're exponentially growing to the point where like looking at these month's numbers and we're like, what the hell's happening? You know, complete shock and disbelief. But I know, and this is what I tell women, and we actually do give a program guarantee, which is not seen in the coaching industry, because I know that if we can help a woman achieve results, then she'll talk about it to her girlfriends, she'll refer them. It's good karma anyways, and she's going to be coming to the podcast, sharing her story, and so on and so forth. And so that has always been from the beginning my goal and my focus and my result, client results always. That's the number one priority for me. And there's also that thing, you know, I learned a lot from Jenna. And that's why for me, whoever's going to join my team as a coach has to do that certification. Mm-hmm. And I'm still coaching with Jenna, you know, like I've just embodied, and I think you're embodying it as you go through it. You know, she really taught me, first of all, like that peer-to-peer relationship and connection that I think we really beautifully have in our group, where it's like, because, you know, some of them, I spoke to a woman today, so I sent her a message. She's going to enroll tomorrow. And I sent her a quick message because Barbara talked with her on the phone. And I said, hey, you know, this is Anna. I know you're thinking about this. Let me know if you have any questions. She's like, is this Anna really? Is this really Anna? And then I got with her on the phone. I'm like, what is this about? She's like, I don't know. You're like, you know, or like I have this podcast and, you know, but what I'm not interested in, and this is something actually that I took from Jenna and some other people, my other business mentor. I'm not interested in being a guru or a celebrity. You know, Jenna always leads. What I learned is to lead as a peer. You know, mm-hmm. I am just another woman just like you, and I just might be a few steps ahead of you, and mm-hmm. that's it. Like, there's no this hype and, I don't know, celebrity status and the guru and la la. And so I really like that dynamic that we have when we're in a group coaching mm-hmm. call with women or in our group. It's like, I'm here to help you get the result. And mm-hmm. like, this is it. Especially, you know, now that I'm going to step into maternity leave, I think, I mean, like, we're preparing the whole group for it. But I always say, this is not about me. This is not mm-hmm. about Anna Rova. This is not about Steven Stephanie or anybody else. This is about the work. Like, are you ready to do the work? Just do the fucking work, and then things will happen. Anna Rova is just one person who may have put this all together, but it actually doesn't matter. So I think that's really it. And the commitment to the work that we have, you know, we drop on our, well, String told me not to say this, drop on your hands and knees, because women who haven't done this work might
don't understand.
You know, might like, what do you mean drop on your hands and knees? And be like, oh, you know, but like, let's just call it feminine embodiment practice. Like, I still do the practice in my life, and I know you still do this, and the whole team does it. And so, obviously, besides my husband, although he'll get there in time for me. But, you know, it's just that. And like, we're showing up every day. We're doing our own practice. We're dealing with our own challenges, but we know now a different way, and we fully embody that. So I think, I mean, I don't know if this is relevant to everybody listening, but, you know, a great program and a great experience of transformation is really when the people who are driving it are embodying that value system, you know, and are really living it by example, and then everything else happens. And I love that you said it's a privilege, because I think, Steph, it really is, you know, because, again, the industry, the coaching industry, the dating, the relationship industry is just full. And, you know, there's some, I mean, obviously there's many great people who do great work, but there's not a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And we're very different from a lot of the stuff out there in the market. So it is a privilege. And I consider that too, you know, when I look at a woman and on a coaching call, she completely breaks down, you know, and like, we get to the heart of what this is about. Yeah. And then you just sit there, you hold space for her. She's completely in her, the depth of it all, you know, the darkness of it all. And you're like, shit, this is big. But then you hold the group and the whole group, and then we all come out of this experience. We're like, whoa. Have you experienced? I mean, obviously you've experienced.
Absolutely.
That. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it's so funny because it happens in every, you know, that does. It happens in every part of this program. As you mentioned, the Facebook group, you know, it might happen on a group coaching call, and it might happen on the one-on-one coaching calls as well. And it's, that's it. Exactly right. And I love it as well because it is still a space for me as well that when I'm facing challenges or need to be vulnerable or say, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm having a bad day, or I'm having doubts about, you know, whatever, that I can share that there. And that is, you know, that structure is there for me as well. And so that's wonderful. And to share our vulnerabilities, you know, I mean, it's just this beautiful connection that's created because, as you said, you know, we're open books when we're in here interacting with each other. And, you know, I use my story all the time And it's all, you know, my experience all the time. I'm like, God, remember the time that I was just so crazy. Like I was so, you know, like, you know, so emotional, so doing the wrong thing, so pushing. So, you know, I was like, you know, I said, here's an experience where I had to swallow a bitter pill and get over my ego and that I, you know, that I made mistakes and here's, a, you know, and I am feeling bad or I am feeling a challenge or I am feeling a little bit doubtful. And so this is this amazing experience that you're exactly right, that we're walking alongside each other in this journey, you know, in this journey that you go through when you enroll in this program, you know, yeah, as you said, we're not out ahead of anyone. We're not up above anyone. You know, I'm here walking alongside you on my own journey. So let's walk together. You know, that's the most beautiful part of this. And it's the honor that I get. So, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. And Steph, can you describe like a typical experience that you see of a woman? Because you've now been, you know, working as a in the Facebook group here every day. And, you know, obviously group coaching calls, you're going to take on more of that role as we go forward. Like, how does a typical experience look like from the moment a woman joins to the moment that, and, you know, the work is never complete or done, but I guess there's that milestone. So what happens there from, you know, just the typical experience that a woman, how would you describe that? So that I guess listeners who are considering or thinking or, you know, because there's so many questions can really feel through that and kind of see the journey.
Yeah, absolutely. So many of the women who enroll, they're coming either, you know, from a place of, I recognize my patterns and I'm exhausted and I'm burnt out and I'm so over the type of men that I'm seeing, or, you know, I've just come out of a divorce, or, you know, I'm burnt out on dating and the men that I've been seeing have been sort of, you know, not great, irresponsible, passive, feminine. And so they do, you know, I mean, when you come into this program for the first time, you know, a lot of us are just, you know, yeah, you're kind of broken or at least, you know, hollowed out, a little bit burnt out. And the first thing that happens is you go through module one and, you know, there's a little bit of sort of starting to understand polarity and a little bit, and you might start your practice. You might be kind of sensitizing, but everyone asks, what is this about? What is it like? What? Like, there's a lot of doubt. There's a lot of like, what is this for? Is this crazy?
I don't feel anything.
Like, this is crazy. And then what happens? And so, you know, a lot of women express that. And then all of a sudden, just a couple of, you know, weeks, sometimes even days in, they go, I am seeing shifts outside, out there, actually. They're going, I haven't even done anything yet. And I am already starting to see things, see, you know, that men are relating to me differently. I'm already starting, a guy came up and he offered and that never happened, you know, to carry my groceries and that never happens. And so that's generally what happens is there's a shift almost right away. Like it only takes having gone through the first module, which is just a week or two. And then that's usually, you know, all of a sudden you go, okay, there's something here. Even though I don't know quite what it is, there's something here. And that's at the point where I really sort of women really jump into, you know, the work and the embodiment and establishing the embodiment practice. And then as they do that, you know, and again, I've seen that women experience potentially, some women have experienced shifts in other areas before they attract their committed masculine man. So they, you know, a lot of times we understand the concept, but a lot of women do post, they say, actually, I'm having this question about work. You know, I'm starting to feel sort of shifts at work. Or a few of them are saying, have said, I actually see a shift in a personal relationship, like a relationship with a family member or something like that. So you will potentially see shifts. And I think, you know, and then as you get further into the program, we've mentioned this, the first part of the program is not, you know, the dating tips and tricks come in the second half of the program. And by the time the women have got there, they've started to wrap their heads around why the structure of that module works, why the dating the dating advice works. It doesn't work if you haven't done some of the internal work before that. And so when module four happens, that's when women really, it all comes at once. All of these, you know, I'm dating so much, I can't keep track of the amount of dates I'm getting every week. Here's what these amazing men have done for me this week. And like he's booked a trip for us, you know, and I've only been, this is amazing. This has never happened to me before. So that comes as a result of these amazing shifts that are happening inside, which is what happens about halfway through maybe the program. Although every woman goes on her own timeline, of course, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And women uniformly describe it as sort of like leveling up. They go, wow, I feel like things have completely opened up. I feel like I'm on a new level. I feel like I have a new level of knowledge. So that's, you know, they have this, you know, and these shifts happen in a really short amount of time, usually, you know, in just a few weeks. Definitely they happen before the end of the program. So within 10 weeks, you know, everyone in the program who's embraced the work and who's moved through, you know, the tools of the program, you will see shifts almost immediately. Small shifts to start with, big shifts follow very quickly, almost like an avalanche.
Yeah, and I just wanted to comment, and there are some women who maybe had the experience with other dating programs. As soon as they join, the first post is like, all right, so I went on this date and here's the screenshot and what do I do? You know,
like, what are the rules?
What are the rules here? And then we're like, all right, here we go. Ooh. And I mean, we don't tell women to stop dating as they're going through this journey, but we kind of have to redirect them and say, look, you've just joined and this is going to require a shift and this is going to take a little bit of time. So, you know, let's focus on module one first. Here's what you can do and we recommend doing, but this is not about that because, you know, you've just entered. And so things need to shift first within you if you want to see different results in your dating life. And that's why when I've been designing this program, you know, all about men and the dating funnel and everything is like, as you said, towards the end of the program, because all of that actually will happen pretty much by default automatically if a woman does the work and goes through this, the first three modules, so to say. And Steph, and that's what you said. I love what you said. Everyone sees shifts if they embrace the work. And I get this question on discovery calls that I would love for you to answer. How would you answer the question, what is the success rate of clients in the program?
It's an interesting one. And this is a question that, you know, of course we ask where you go, you know, we say to people, you know, this will help you shift patterns to attract a committed masculine man. And I know that is the draw for a lot of women who are burnt out, for example, on dating or relationships. And we can start with that. But, you know, the women who have gone through the program, you know, they go, wow, success. I mean, on podcasts, on those interviews, you sometimes can't stop them from going, oh my God, look at all these amazing, you know, it's like, I want to talk about everything that's happened. Mm-hmm. So success is so interesting. Once you're in the program, what the definition of success will probably shift for you because it's so huge. It's so big. The definition of success expands from simply dating and relating with success, with men with success, but it becomes more than that. It really encompasses success. And women, it's so great because they come back and they go, I had success. And if you ask those clients, what is success? And they go, well, I attracted my committed masculine man, or I absolutely am in the process of changing the polarity dynamics. And they go, but that's not important. That's not as important as, oh my gosh, I have this outlook on life that's just expansive and joyful and light and it's changed everything. So that's a tough definition to sort of put to women who are outside the program because it's almost bigger than you can describe to someone who hasn't enrolled yet.
Yeah, well, I like that you started with, you know, the promise of the program in the 10 weeks is really when we are on discovery calls, is that you're going to, by the end of this journey, you're going to start to attract different types of men, men who are committed and men who are masculine, right? We're not saying you're going to meet your committed masculine man, you're going to be in a relationship, or you're going to get engaged or get married, which is, I know a lot of, you know, a lot of dating stuff and relationship stuff is really focused on that. And I always emphasize that it's not about that. For me, the goal is not actually to get you into a relationship and not to, you know, like help you get married or get engaged. Because guess what? We have a lot of clients who've done that. I mean, getting into a relationship or getting engaged and married, that's the easy.
It's not hard.
You know, it's not hard for women who, you know, like know how to play the game a little bit or whatever. But it's the quality of that relationship. It's the quality of that dynamic. And, you know, we have women in the program who've attracted what they want and who have been claimed in a relationship. And that relationship, for one reason or another, it didn't work after some time because of many different factors that we can't influence. But for me, Steph, the success, and I always answer this question in a way, the success rate is 100% if you engage with the work and if you do the work. And of course, I loved your answer, because what is success? We can talk about this on so many different levels. Mm. Of course, there has to be a point where it's like, well, what is the result am I expecting? And the result that you will see is that you're going to start to attract different types of men. Now, whether you end up in a relationship with them, that's one thing, you know, or another. But no matter what happens, we will be there with you and we'll guide you along the way. And for me, the success is when a woman experiences something that's not very pleasant. Like, you know, we've had a few situations in the program and I'm completely open about it because I know why we're here for. Like, you know, she's attracted the man, she's embraced the work, beautiful, you know, and then for some reason or another, it didn't work, right? And they had to go split ways. But that woman, her post about this was coming from such a powerful place of embodiment and integrity, saying, this is what I want. And it wasn't happening. And I had to communicate my boundaries. And I remember one client in particular said this phrase, I love myself more than suffering for a man. You know? And to me, when she said that, I'm like, oh, this was like orgasm through my whole body. Because, you know, I always say it's not about the man. Like, you know, yes, we have amazing men around us, but who knows, Steph? You know, like, I think I intuitively do not post a lot of photos or things with string and, you know, like, I do not focus on that because I don't know what happens tomorrow. I mean, he could be hit by a bus or this might not end up being, you know, the end all be all my relationship, you know. And if that happens, then I don't want to be put in a position to feel like I have to continue the narrative and the story. I've actually watched a bunch of relationship coaches burn down because their relationship was the foundation of everything, like my man and this is, and I'm like, men or no men, this is about you and how you feel, right? Because that's all you can have. So yeah, so that's why we focus on that. We focus on helping women feel good. Well, not necessarily good, I guess, but embodied, right? Bad or good, embody and welcome everything. Embody your feminine, learn how to let go and surrender, and know, and giving you the tools for a lifetime that, you know, if anything happens, a breakup or whatever, you know where to go, you know what to do, like you said, right? And you're doing the work, so. All right. Well, I think, Steph, this is it. Anything else that you want to add, I guess?
No. If this speaks to you, if you're feeling a pull toward this, you know, we're waiting for you. If you feel out of touch with yourself and you want to know the way to get back in touch with yourself, as you mentioned, sort of to the core of who you are and the truth of who you are, and to have that, you know, to be secure in that knowledge, and, you know, come and join us. We're waiting. I'm waiting. I'm so excited.
Steph's waiting. I'm so waiting too. I am expecting, not only am I expecting a baby, but I'm expecting clients and women to join us. I'm just so grateful, Steph, for you that you're so excited about this and you're like, we're waiting. Because yeah, Steph is waiting and she's there. And as soon as you join, she's going to be there in the group. She's going to be there on the calls. And yeah, we're all dedicated to your success and, you know, to the future where women are embodied, women are, you know, in their full natural essence, and where men are happy too. Because with all of that, men are really happy. And that's the future of relationships. And that's actually the vision of Claimed. And I know we talked about vision and, you know, it's all about helping women embody themselves, embody their femininity, and, you know, create a world where men and women build this world together in their essences, feeling fulfilled, creating families on that foundation as well. So, all right, we're going to end up here. For everybody listening, I invite you to, obviously, if you haven't watched our signature webinar that Steph has watched a long time ago, it's still the same webinar, Steph, that women are watching and, you know, telling me, have you bugged my apartment? Because so that's at girlskill.com/webinar. But if you have watched the webinar and you've been following us for a while and this conversation really motivates you to take the next step to explore this, apply for your discovery call, which is free. And that's at girlskill.com/apply. And then you'll be able to schedule your free discovery call, see whether this is for you. And if it is, then we'll be waiting for you on the other side. All right. Thanks so much, Steph. I really enjoyed it. We should have this like maybe once every 2 months or once every month and just chat and see what's happening with the group, the clients and all of that. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Anna. It's been brilliant. So love it.
Yay. Thank you.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying and you want to learn more and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long. And what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote, wrong with your dynamics with men, what you don't like. And then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions and exploring your boundaries and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead. Stop overthinking and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you, is through embracing your feminine nature, is through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. And It's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing and choosing all the time and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be and it's easy and joyful and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call, so I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.